This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the great crew back there in the control room, flipping all the switches, deep in the heart of Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Look, I want to support Donald Trump. What he's been saying has been true. My problem is that he's flip-flopped so much, talking about how much he loves Hillary Clinton in the past, been for abortion. I just don't trust him. But as he champions liberty causes, you have to defend what he's saying because they're trying to destroy him, even if he is a straw man. Well, now he's come out and pointed out that all these other countries won't take all these Islamicists filled with ISIS and Al-Qaeda people. That's now admitted. And he says Merkel's being very generous and he commends Germany and that we need to take some of these immigrants. That's what Obama's about to do. So I would much rather take Latin American or Chinese immigrants, even if they're getting free welfare and stuff, than radical jihadist-filled groups. Al-Qaeda admits they're putting their people in these groups en masse, and now we have photos of them with rocket launchers and machine guns today on Infowars.com. It's a sensational article. We got to get it out to everybody. In fact, I want to do a Facebook mentions during the next break. Buckley, I want you to go back right now if you're listening. I know you're doing work. Talk to the sheriff's candidate as he walks in. I want it live as we meet and stuff. And then during another break, I'm going to be doing the Facebook mentions at our main Facebook talking about this because it's just insane to have images show jihadist militants entering Europe as refugees, as ISIS promised they would do. That needs to go mega viral. It's on Infowars.com right now. But here's Donald Trump. And, you know, I don't want to call him a punk, but he's really smart. He's one of the slickest speakers I know. He knows full well what he's doing. And I warn people, Rand Paul needs to be radical now. And then if he has to moderate to get the presidency later, that's the strategy to win. Not be moderate now and then be radical later. Because I know Rand Paul's good. If he plays a little politics, I'm not really for it, but I understand it. With Trumpus, he was always basically a Democrat before and a Hillary lover and involved in a bunch of shenanigans until now. And so that's why I've said watching. Here is the clip. Just play Trump. Here he is on O'Reilly last night.
Well, it's a serious problem. We haven't seen anything like it since the Second World War, and it's getting worse and worse. And I was actually impressed in one way, but surprised that Merkel in Germany allowed this to happen because they're really flowing through all over Europe. And if you notice, Russia's not taking, and China's not taking, and the Gulf states, whether you look at Saudi Arabia or Qatar or any of them, they're taking none. But some of them are, and some of them are actually being very generous. It just really, I wonder, you know, where all these people are coming from exactly and what are they representing? Because do you have people from ISIS in that group? You know, there's a lot of security risk with it, but something has to be done. It's an unbelievable humanitarian problem.
Israel's not taking any. Britain's taking a few, maybe 5,000. You know thousands will come to the United States of migrants. Now, do you object to migrants who are getting out of the Middle East and North Africa, do you object to them coming to the USA?
I hate the concept of it, but on a humanitarian basis with what's happening, you have to. You know, this was started by President Obama when he didn't go in and do the job when he should have, when he drew the line in the sand, which turned out to be a very artificial line. But, you know, it's living in hell in Syria. There's no question about it. They're living in hell.
They're living in hell. And then he goes on with the full clip of the transcript here. For some reason, I cut off early, saying we got to take him. Just insane. And then he acts like Obama drew a line in the sand to take out Assad, as if he didn't take out Assad. That's why this happened. No, NATO backed the jihadis to do this, and now they've invaded back into Iraq. And most of these people coming in, they checked, are Wahhabists, and are the ones trying to take Syria over, but they couldn't, so now they'll just take the welfare in Europe. I mean, this is the shadow army of the globalists invading.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour of this Worldwide Wednesday, the 9th day of September 2015 broadcast. Carl Pittman comes highly recommended. Ted Nugent, who's on in the next hour to talk about huge under-the-radar attacks on hunting, fishing, the Second Amendment culture, you name it. He's going to be joining us, and he helped kick off Carl Pittman's campaign for sheriff in Harris County down in Houston. Third or fourth biggest city in the United States. That's the county it's in. The county itself is just exploding. That's where Carl Pittman grew up. He was in the Marine Corps for more than a decade, then started his own successful private business in real estate, then went back into law enforcement and has worked at a lot of different levels of the Harris County Sheriff's Department, running task force, you name it, then internal affairs. So he's done a lot. CarlForSheriff.com. I tell you, I've seen this guy give speeches. He was on the show last week when Jakari and Joe Biggs were hosting. And just as patriotic, just as good, just as articulate as, say, Richard Mack or a David Clark. I mean, this is the type of sheriff we need. What a victory in one of the biggest counties in the country to have a constitutional sheriff. He's not right-wing or left-wing. I'm not speaking for you. I've followed you quite a bit. He's not right-wing or left-wing, folks. He's a constitutionalist, which means follow the rules of the country. And so it's great to have you, sir. We're very honored you drove up from Houston to be here with us. Obviously, I want to cover the waterfront with the lawlessness of the government. Your words, we're talking before you went live, what you think the large strategy is. What do you think Soros is doing with his agitators openly out promoting, deck the halls with dead cops at Christmas, put wings on them, fry the bacon? Obviously, there's some bad police out there. There's bad anybody. But what do the Democrats think they're doing? Seems like jumping the shark to just nakedly try to start a war with local police. Is that an attempt to intimidate local jurisdictions into going under not even federal control, but this leftist globalist control? Break down your worldview, some about yourself, what you really think is happening, and what you would do heading up one of the biggest counties, most populous counties in the country.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you, what we have going on in the United States right now is an attempt by those in our government, those that have been elected to lead this country, and we find that these people are much more concerned with their own agendas than the agenda of taking care of the people in this country. And I think what we've seen lately, whether it's in Ferguson or Baltimore, when you see what the president of the United States has done, and I'm quite embarrassed that he has spent most of his time apologizing for America instead of standing up and supporting and defending the Constitution. But, you know, he's quick to go down and support, you know, support activity that, in my opinion, is just simply bad behavior. So, you know, Michael Brown, the situation in New York, this situation in Baltimore, we are watching the absolute erosion of law and order in this country. And so it's a dangerous thing. It's what we have to get away from. It's what I would encourage every single law enforcement officer in this country to do. But I a special call out to the elected sheriffs of the county. You are in the perfect position to stand up against this kind of behavior, because if we do not do it, we're going to witness the collapse of America, and I just don't want to see that happen.
I used to hear old-timers like General Benton K. Parton, who headed up, you know, major anti-Soviet operations. He was former head of the Air Force, not just Air Force Weapons Development. He also ran all of the secret projects, and he's now older and retired. He's very old. But when he used to come on the show, he would lay out, once the left gets control, they just don't want power, they're going to cause a revolution to bring down local government and then basically use that crisis to have a war on the police and the military. They want a violent overthrow. And I'd read Saul Alinsky and the rest of it, and I knew that was part of the plan. I knew the weathermen had basically tutored Obama. But still, you don't imagine that once they get control, they'd really want to wreck the country and make it poor with Cloward and Piven. But that's what they're doing. And when you see them really trying to bring the country down, our founders said this country couldn't be taken down from without. We'd beaten the greatest empire the world ever seen, but we could fall from within.
Absolutely.
And we are, I think, seeing the fall. What do you think their end game is?
I think their end game, if you have paid attention to this new world order, and there is such an attempt to destroy capitalism and the way that most of us have come to recognize America, this is against everything these people believe in. So is it any surprise that Barack Obama is so supportive or silent when it comes to even calling ISIS ISIS? I mean, there is a reason why. You know, I look back to my childhood. If you want to know who I am, take a snapshot and look at my mother. My mother, I'm what she produced. Barack Obama is a very good product of his mother. So if you want to do a little reading and find out why he is the way he is, take a look at his mother. Those are the influences early in his life. And so what we're seeing shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. What surprises me is that he managed to get reelected.
Well, you've been the American success story from a constitutional perspective. Tell folks who's running for sheriff why Ted Nugent's endorsing you, Sheriff Arpaio, Sheriff Richard Mack, and so many others, because this is bigger than just Houston. We need to get people like you of every race, color, and creed to run for sheriff around the country and support good peace officers that have good records like you do. Talk about your life.
Well, you know, simply put, I was born in a Folsom, Texas, two-room house, no running water until I was 15. And my mother simply taught us after my dad died when I was in first grade that if we worked hard, we could do whatever we set our mind to. We didn't have to accept where we started as an end point. And so, therefore, I applied myself. I worked hard. But by the grace of God, I was able to accomplish many things in my life. But had I fallen into this thinking that I need to wait for the government to do everything for me, I might very well be sitting in that same little two-room house in Folsom. And it was something that I believe that I owe something to not only those members of my family that came before me, but I owe something to all of the Americans that came before me across the spectrum of the races, because there were sacrifices made for this country that, quite frankly, those trying to destroy it ought to be ashamed. But, you know, I have the endorsement of Joe Arpaio because Joe absolutely understands that if we do not stem the tide of this illegal alien problem, and I call it illegal alien problem because it is illegal and they are aliens.
Well, notice they're taking the giant influx out of North Africa and out of the Middle East filled with ISIS people, migrants, but no one else calls them migrants. Saudi Arabia won't take them. They tell us what words to use like we're in a cult or something.
Well,
I mean, you're right. They are illegal aliens. Mexico, if I try to go down there and have a baby for free, calls me an illegal alien under their federal law and will put me for a year in a labor camp. So why don't they get criticized? Why do we have to give everything for free? Please continue.
Well, I think the problem is the liberal left, the Democrat Party in this country, they're hunting votes. They want votes. So they think if they can make friends by allowing all of these illegals to come in, they're going to fall in line and give them their votes. You go back and take a look in the history of this country, and we'll take just a snapshot of what LBJ did. LBJ knew absolutely for sure that if he did not figure out a way to get black Americans on board with the Democrat Party, it was going to be a short, short time before that party was gone.
Because blacks were conservative and wouldn't go for communism.
Absolutely. And go back and start. You look at what Lincoln did. I believe Lincoln ended up giving his life ultimately for getting slaves freed in this country. But so many black Americans fall in line with this idea that the Democrat Party is there to help them. You look at the Jim Crow laws in the South, written and promoted along with the Klan, promoted by the Democrat Party, but most black Americans that fall in line with that thinking that the Democrat Party is there to help them and save them. All this free-for-all, give everything away does is create, in my opinion, it is a continuation of many blacks have never been able to leave the plantation, and that is a sad, sad state of affairs.
Well, they admit under Cloward and Piven, they want everybody, black, white, Hispanic. The economy's so bankrupt, you got to go on welfare. I mean, that's their end game plan. They don't hide it. That's what's so crazy.
Well, many of these people who are falling in and thinking that the Democrat Party's going to help them, when all this goes bad, it'll be far too late for them to figure it out. But the end game is there's going to be the super elite and those with nothing.
Yep.
That's where it is. Nothing in the middle.
That's why George Soros. How does Soros, because I mean, I would never say this because I'm not a cold-blooded killer and I believe people should be tried for crimes they've committed. And I want due process. How does Soros get away and the White House as well, the Justice Department, clearly running and funding groups saying go out, kill the police, just randomly police are to blame for all the problems. And why are police groups around the country, they're starting to respond, but it seems like they're not fighting hard enough against this and saying, we know what you're doing. I just can't believe they're this arrogant.
Well, quite simply, this idea of being politically correct, has got people scared to death to stand up and say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. So Barack Obama can virtually do anything he wants. He's going to get a pass.
So people are paralyzed.
Oh, absolutely. Paralyzed with fear because God forbid if a conservative, particularly a white conservative, says something against the president, instantaneously deemed to be a racist. You know, I look at it and say, I'm going to judge this man on his performance. The only thing I'm going to pick by color is maybe a suit or maybe a car. But everything else, I'm looking for good performance. Barack Obama has been one of the most radical, poor-performing president, at least in my lifetime.
Black unemployment's doubled.
Yes, absolutely. And most black people are still supporting him for one reason, simply because he looks like them. And that's embarrassing.
That's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said.
Absolutely.
It's inverted reality. It's insane. We're going to come back and talk more about what you think's coming in the future.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Carl for sheriff.com. Carl Pittman, an impressive guy. And, you know, we love having good sheriffs on. We also love having people that are running for sheriff. And he's got a lot of backing, doing good in the polls. He has a very good chance of winning. I want to talk about how we get you and other sheriffs elected. But he also wrote a book, The Personal Journey of a Black Common Sense Conservative, Carl Pittman. The book is available on his website, and I can't wait to read it. CarlForSheriff.com. And if you want to join us on air, we'll take a few calls before this hour ends. It's 800-259-9231. And I tell you what I appreciate about Ted Nugent. Ted is the real deal. He's not a fake. He is a maniac. I love maniacs. And he travels around the country just like Charlton Heston did, who was a big part of the real civil rights movement when Republicans got it passed. And it wasn't the Democrats. And again, I'm not even a Republican because the leadership's so bad. You know, they're a bunch of blue blood rhinos, but it's just weird how the Republicans are the ones that got all that done, and Eisenhower and my grandfather that ran for office in East Texas and won on a pro-integration platform, and then the Democrats just flipped it around and said the NRA is the Klan. I mean, they just invert reality. But speaking of inverting reality, I've been asking a lot of the questions here, but. What are some of the other points you want to get out about what this country's facing? Because what I like that you have to say in your speeches is we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, we're not embellishing this. In fact, I keep getting amazed, sir, at how aggressive and crazy the left is. They're not even the left. It's like a totalitarian criminal cult that knows exactly what they're doing. So, Sheriff Pittman, what do you say about that?
Well, remember what is helping to push this movement. Because of social programs in this country, welfare, there's a lot of people out there that have attached their existence and livelihood on getting free stuff from the government. So can you imagine anyone that would advocate getting rid of that would obviously be viewed as the enemy? When conservatives simply want to empower people to take care of themselves. Now, that's a problem for a lot of people. If you've watched your grandmother, your mother, sit at home and wait to open the mailbox to get a check or food stamps or free phones or whatever, housing subsidies, it's really difficult to convince these people that getting up, going to work's a pretty good idea. Now, I grew up my entire life doing it. I'm sure so did you. So
when I was 13, my dad said, go get a job.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. You know, I hate the fact that I'm paying taxes, and I don't like paying taxes. I surely don't want to pay high taxes. But the fact that I know that there is some cost to make this country work, I would be so pleased if simply the government would do what the Constitution gave it the authority to do. Hell, just deliver the mail on time. That'd be pretty good. But they dip themselves into everything, and what we keep watching happen is this idea that it's certain people against certain other peoples, and I think race is one of the most dangerous and volatile issues because they know that it is something that they can bring people into their camp to do some pretty bad things.
Ted Cruz called it the fascist left, and I agree with that because this isn't the left I've known in the past that had some good ideas. This is really a group crazed that wants full power. And I think they're doing it because they realize there's a movement against it gaining steam. And this is really a desperate act of arrogance and fake bravado to try to finish their takeover. I think they're doing it because they know they're in trouble.
Well, they are in trouble. And, you know, every time I can guarantee you, if they see more and more black conservatives start stepping up, that scares the hell out of them. Because the commentary in this country has been for a long time, for several decades, that blacks tend to vote Democrat.
90%, yeah.
Yeah. And so we have to start changing that by simply putting out the truth. And the truth is the Democrat Party has done very little to help minorities in this country that was not somehow aligned to pushing their agenda. And they will use any tactic necessary to get it done. And we must, I think we've got to take a few plays out of their playbook and start hitting back.
Do you think, though, they've jumped the shark trying to start a localized civil war with police?
Well, you know, I think when you go back and look at some of the legislation that has come about in past years, whether it's things that have happened through the Patriot Act or NDAA, You know, it's scary to believe that Barack Obama has his finger on the ability to declare martial law in this country.
So hold on, stay there. This is bombshell because you go further than a lot of these constitutional sheriffs. You're like Mac. You know what you're talking about. Break down this move towards tyranny and why the Constitution is so important. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor. So I'm going to let you roll, sir, with just all your knowledge, the situation with the execution of police around the country, where you think that's going, and more, and phone calls. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Well, the next Sheriff Mack, the next David Clark, Carl Pittman, he's got a good chance. He's right up there as one of the front runners in a highly contested race for Harris County, one of the most populous counties in the United States. Is Houston the third or fourth largest city now?
Houston is the third. If you look at the county itself, if we took just the unincorporated part of Harris County, we would be the fifth largest. So if you look at Harris County on a map, we've got about 4.2 million people, according to the last census. I think we are obviously continuing to grow. Harris County is about the size of Rhode Island. So it's a pretty big footprint in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, when you start driving south from Austin, after a couple hours, you hit the edge of Houston. It takes an hour and a half to go through it. It is just, and that's if there's no traffic, just gigantic, especially since I was a kid down there visiting my dad's uncle. you were interrupted by the break getting into the executive orders, the power grabbing, the bipartisan Patriot Act, the announcements by Homeland Security. They're not worried about Islamic terror. They're not worried about drug gangs out of Mexico. They're worried about veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives. These are groups statistically from the criminology, as you know, the lowest crime rate. That's like saying they're worried about little old ladies blowing stuff up. Can you speak to that in your own words, the New World Order, the whole nine yards, and what you would do as sheriff to try to educate people about that?
Well, you know, I really want to focus this on the office of the sheriff. And I'll use an example, and I kind of pick on the TSA quite a bit. Every day in this country, every day in Houston, TSA breaks the law, in my opinion, whether it's groping and doing searches that are so outside the confines of what the Constitution would allow. But why are we doing it? We're doing it because we've had this story sold to us that they're doing it for our safety. Well, to my knowledge, I don't think the TSA has discovered one single terrorist. However, if we were to divert those resources being wasted, in my opinion, at the airports
to the border,
down to the border, now we just might stop some terrorists from coming into Texas and to the states. But that does not fit the storyline that wants to be peddled by those in Washington. Before the break, we were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, is it too far-fetched to believe that this racial strife that we see building in this country could be someone's attempt to create enough civil unrest to bring Barack Obama to a point to say he wants to impose martial law, of course, for our own safety, and possibly even consider suspending the upcoming elections? That may be far-fetched to a lot of people, but not too many years ago, Obamacare would have been far-fetched to think Americans could be forced into buying insurance. So I think a lot of these things, we have to open up our minds and understand there is an agenda happening, and we don't need to wait and let this happen and try to respond to it. We need to right now, and I do mean right now, do something about this, because this experiment known as America, if we don't, is going to fail.
That's right. America hasn't been perfect, but if you study history compared to others, it had some of the most original ideas, was exceptional. That's why the world started modeling itself after us. Now Obama promised to radically transform America, and they are doing that, running it in the ground. I mean, I remember reading 6-7 years ago that social engineer professors wanted to ban the family, single-parent homes, and the word mother and father, and you know, don't say boy or girl. They're now reprimanding kids in public schools across the country who use the word boy or girl. I mean, this is just, I call it a cult. I mean, if they can tell us what words to use and now say boy and girl is sexist or racist or something, it just shows these people are over the top.
There is no limit to what they will do or what they will try to do. And so we must be on guard. We must absolutely stand at the gate and say we're not going to let this happen. Folks, if we lose this, where do you go? Where do we go if we let America slip away?
Yeah, these other countries aren't going to let us come in, and we're sure not going to be able to go there and get stuff for free.
Yeah, a lot of these people, a lot of these countries that we give billions and billions of dollars to, they don't like us. So in my humble opinion, I think we ought to let them not like us for free, and we don't even give them anything.
That's a great idea. Let them not like us for free. Wow. I want to go to some phone calls and things, but I don't know if you've heard some of these new Black Panther Party radio shows and others where they specifically say it's time to go out, start killing the white cops, killing white people, and even kill black cops if they're cops. And they just sit there calmly talking about this. I mean, if I talked like that, which I wouldn't, I guarantee you, I mean, I've had the police, I've had the FBI, I've had them here over mild stuff people said in comments that had nothing to do with me, and they asked me, what is your view of this? And I go, you were sent here basically by the administration, you know I don't call for violence, you know, get out of here. If you want to subpoena who said this, go ahead. And then they subpoena, and I give them the records, because I don't support people going on my website and, you know, calling for killing people. And that's only happened a few times, but I know they show up here over comments on the message board How do these groups get away with this? Because it's not free speech when you say, go out and randomly shoot somebody in the back of the head when they're pumping gas. I mean, that is so cowardly. And then now we've got this whole race thing getting pushed so hard. Down in San Antonio, two kids spear the referee in the back. It could have killed him. And they say, well, we heard him say something racist. Who knows if that's even true? But it's like the race card has become this get-out-of-jail-free card. So can you address both those?
Well, you know, there are a couple of things in my life that I have never bought into. I don't play the race card. I think it is ridiculous. I don't buy into affirmative action. To hurt one person in order to benefit another is exactly what the civil rights movement in this country was supposed to have been about. Dr. King would absolutely have to be doing backflips in his tomb to watch some of what has been done, supposedly continuing on his life's work. But what we see is an absolute move to lawlessness. Because if we can get this thing to where there is no expectation of decency or law, that allows people to do anything they want. I look back years ago, Alex, I was a young sergeant in Southern California in a police department there in San Diego County when the Rodney King riots happened. And it's interesting that I asked myself then, how many of these people out looting and rioting in L.A. were out there because they were truly offended and bothered by what was done to Rodney King? Or how many were out there simply because it was an opportunity to behave badly? And I think that's what we're seeing in this country. If you want to handle a problem from a law enforcement standpoint, for example, in Baltimore, the day they were going to bury Freddie Gray, the law enforcement community should have been on tactical alert in that city. Had I been sheriff in that county, we would have done that. I'm not going to say it wouldn't have started, but I can guarantee you it wouldn't have lasted long. You cannot play soft-handed with people who do not want to comply.
Well, the mayor said we wanted people to blow off steam and let them do it. In my experience, that's what makes cities burn down. Letting something start is what makes it happen. It doesn't stop it.
And that's the beauty of an elected sheriff. An elected sheriff does not take his marching orders from the mayor. And that is what we want in the city. We need to get politics as far away from law enforcement and the.
What about that mayor you had that like talked about arresting people that don't support lesbians or something? I mean, it's just bizarre. And this lady getting arrested for not doing the gay marriage license. I mean, it's just getting weird in this country.
Well, sure. Down in Houston, Mayor Parker had promoted an ordinance, basically, the hero ordinance, as it was called, trying to create equality where there were more than enough laws and rules on the books to not have any of these folks harmed. Here's my point. As a law enforcement officer, professional law enforcement officer, this is my 30th year since I came into the business. I don't care what party you're on. I don't care what your lifestyle is. My job is to protect and serve and to defend and protect the Constitution.
Sure. Well, I'm a libertarian. I'm not even bashing those groups. We've got barber shops getting fined because a woman walks in Pittsburgh and says, do my hair. And they go, we don't have the equipment to do that. That's discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing discriminatory about we do men's hair. There's places only do women's hair. I mean, it's just getting so crazy.
Well, sure. I don't know. You know, what's next? If somebody has a Ford and they drive into a Chevy dealer and Chevy says, we don't have the parts. Is that discriminatory?
No. Don't give them ideas. I think you just. That's true. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The guy's like, of course, we don't cut women's hair.
Yeah.
I mean, a barber shop is where you go in for 10 minutes.
But again, this is what we see happening in this country. There is such a promotion for people to do anything that they want. And unfortunately, the leadership starting in Washington is almost fueling this behavior. You know, I've often thought there must be some vapor coming off the Potomac that just makes people lose their minds when they go to Washington.
Well, it's divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Here's my example. Young men throughout history want to prove their worth. They want to fight for their tribe, their country, their city, whatever their political geographic area is, to prove their manhood. Okay, I get that. And people want to be adventurers. They want to go off and see the world. I get that, too. But now with the controlled left in this country, the fascist left, it's like they want to make their bones. They want to join the military, but it's like the leftist military. They want to go sign illegals up to vote and give them driver's license. They want to go run voting scams. They want to go get people on welfare and run money laundering operations. I mean, there's really a lot of criminality, I find, in that party. It's true. I mean, look at Akron and the rest of it. And so that's how you make your bones, is you find a barbershop, you walk in, and you go, cut my hair, put it up in rollers. Sorry, man, we don't do perms. We cut men's hair. And then you make your bones by suing them or getting the city to fine them. It's like they have something to prove. You said that during the break. That's why I brought that up. You said it's like some kind of weird payback. Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, when you watch and if you followed the history, and it's really important that we know our history, folks. We have many, many black folks in this country who are obviously descendants of slaves. And there's a lot of anger that still exists today. Now, with here being in Texas, something very important happened on the 19th of June, 1865. In Galveston, Texas, the news arrived that slaves were free. Now, if I do my math, that's just a couple months past 150 years ago. So what is the beef? What is the problem for any black person today to be mad at a white person today simply based on race to try to blame them for something that happened 150 years ago before they were born? This is the most stupid thinking I've ever seen. Judge people on that person. Do not try to put a blanket. It's the same thought that all cops are bad. That is lunacy. I've been in this business a long time. I know a lot of good officers. I've known a few bad ones. And what we have to do in law enforcement is make sure when we run across a bad one is we get them out of this business immediately. And if that means we get them out via jail or prison, that's okay too. But we all have to follow the law. That's my point. That's what every sheriff in this country should be doing.
Well, I know you're a constitutionalist. I love your platform, and I hope you win for sheriff, and I hope then you move on to state politics and beyond, because we need to stop, and I'm not bashing lawyers, but we don't need 90% of Congress to be lawyers. We need them to be shopkeepers, ranchers, police officers, former Marines, you know, folks like that have actually lived out there. Medical doctors, people like that, school teachers. It's just, we got a bunch of politicians up there believing their own flim-flam. I want to go to phone calls, but getting back to the situation with the war on police, do you agree with Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County up in Wisconsin that this war on police has been launched by Obama?
I believe that Obama has played a huge part in this because he has stood so silent. When something happens in the black community, whether it was the Trayvon Martin issue that really didn't have direct police involvement, or it was the Ferguson incident, the New York incident, the Baltimore incident, he is in the Rose Garden giving speeches, and somehow a man that I knew in Harris County, Texas, was executed. And it took the president 3.5-4 days to make a private phone call to the widow. Nothing, no press conference, no.
So he didn't humanize him.
No, it was business as usual while I think he was flying to Alaska to rename Mount McKinley. That's how important it was. That is embarrassing. That's hurtful. Police officers guard the gate, folks. And if you don't think it's so, imagine for a moment that 911 calls went unanswered. Nobody showed up. You would quickly find out who's more important, the police officers or Barack Obama.
Well, I'll say this. The Democratic Party can't try to take our guns and then have a war on police. It just shows a pure criminal communist instinct. And, I mean, you really get down to it, that's who they are. I never believed General Parton. I thought he was right about most of it. And all his other top experts saying it's communist, it's communist, it's communist. It's not just an ideology they use. They plan it. And they just, that's what they're into. It's insane. It's dangerous. Finally, then I'm going to go to calls here. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm the only one today. Try to be a good boy. But you talked about it earlier. If we don't stop this, what are the people going to do that have bought into this system when all the freebies are cut off? Because that's what totalitarians do. They have a phase where they hand everything out for free, but then they take it all away. Is the public so dumb that's gone along with this that if this all falls apart, they'll never even know what hit them?
A great many of them, yes, I hate to use the word dumb, but if you're not willing to educate yourself with what's going on, you could be left in the dark. And I think a great many people in this country are in for one heck of a shock when the free stuff stops.
I've never been anti-police, but I've been on air 20 years. I saw the development of the police state, the end of the Constitution, which came from the central government. I wasn't against police themselves. I was against the move towards totalitarianism. And we always said they'll then scapegoat the police before they really drop the hammer. That's always done in every other country, whether it be fascist or communist. It follows pretty much a formula. But the reason I've really reached out to police the last 5 or 6 years was they reached out to me, or I experienced it with veterans, active duty, and police. Veterans are the most awake, then police after that, whether they be federal or local. That's why they want us to have a war with police, is because the globalists realize the most awake group is the police and military. I've experienced that. Have you experienced that? That behind closed doors, the police really, compared to the public, I talk to cops, I mean, they're super awake compared to the public about how stuff works, who's behind things, what's going on. So we can bash cops all day, but I just discovered they're one of the most awake groups to the New World Order conspiracy.
Well, you know, we have to be, Alex. You know, we live this stuff. I mean, the streets are not exactly a safe place. And so if police officers are not paying attention to their surroundings, that's when we die. And we have to get better at doing what we're doing. We have to get much more in tune with everything happening around us. So, you know, one point I wanted to make, you brought up the military, and I'm sure you've covered this. If you look at what Barack Obama has done by getting rid of all of these senior military officers, and I believe there is a very, very clear reason why. If you look at the oath taken by an enlisted member of the service versus the oath taken by an officer in the service, the officers take no oath to the commander-in-chief. It's only to the Constitution. So to get rid of these senior officers is very important if you can bring in your own flunkies, I'll call them, that will do what you want. So I think it is very telling to me that some of these very, very senior, decorated generals and admirals have been expelled from the service.
Well, they're getting rid of combat vets. I noticed they put a lot of Harvard pencil pushers that were never in combat as top people.
Yes, and again, you know, you look at this move that they want to promote taking guns away, Second Amendment rights away from veterans. Why do you think that is? You know, I think it's because, well, if you've been to combat, it's probably a pretty good chance that your ability to defend yourself with a weapon made you pretty proficient at it. So don't fall for this thing about that guns are bad and guns kill people. Bad people kill people. And, you know, I could lay my weapon on this desk. It'll sit here for into the next millennium and not going to harm a soul. It's going to take an evil heart to do it. So this push to get guns, they can't get the guns. You know, you've seen the DHS buying more ammunition than the military has. What could that possibly be for, if not to possibly be used against us?
Oh, they admit that's what it's for. And it's so creepy that it's all happening and we just see it progressing and it gets crazier by the minute. I just hope that the bureaucrats up there and the socialist professors that think they're running this show, I hope they realize if they actually start this, they're not going to win it. And believe me, I don't want it to start. I don't have any, you know, delusions of grandeur. I just don't think they are really tuned in to what a true civil war in this country is going to look like.
Yeah, you know, Americans are, we're a unique bunch because when you say American, what do you think about? Do you think about a particular color? No. You think about an ideology. We're a people from everywhere that have come here and call this place home. And so we're pretty protective of this place. And the thing that holds it all together is our founding documents. And that is why we must do everything necessary to protect those documents. And anybody who steps into office who does not uphold that oath that they take, that needs to be a criminal offense. Because it's bait and switch, and it's the most dangerous kind.
Absolutely. Let's go to calls in the next 6 minutes and 5 more minutes with our guest. Then we're going to have Ted Nugent on at 8 after next hour. He's impressive. Carl Pittman, he needs to be on cable news. He needs to get financial support. We need to put him in as sheriff. You want to fight the New World Order, folks? You've got to get down in the trenches. Getting this guy elected as sheriff over Harris County is a big win. That's 4+ million people that'll have a constitutionalist in there. And not a bunch of crazy totalitarians, because Battleground Texas, the left, is trying to take Houston over right now. And, I mean, they mean business, folks. Let's go ahead, and I don't know who to go to first here. Let's go to Ned. Ned, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to applaud Sheriff Pittman. I think that he epitomizes what all sheriffs should be like. I live here in FEMA Region 10, Southern Oregon, and we've got a new black sheriff here who is really good, too. One thing I'm really upset is, you know, this gun issue is so strange because there are millions and millions of guns that aren't registered. And it's like, this is just such a joke. And in this state here, the communist socialist governor here has passed a law illegally through the legislature saying that everybody here in this state has to register with the federal government if they...
Yeah, no, that's so they can come after, exactly, even though it's not a law that's constitutional, so they can have a persecution of gun owners.
That's right. And it's also ammunition. They're doing the ammunition thing, too.
I know. They're coming for the guns. Look, how about this, Deputy Pittman? They came out and announced, as you know, outside of law, they're going to apply this algorithm that the VA has to everybody on Social Security that the FBI said, if you're getting your check wired to you, that means you're financially inept, and so you're going to be declared inept and lose your guns. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, you know, that example played out here in the United States not too long ago, and strangely enough, in support of exactly what I'm talking about, the sheriff of that county, with others, stood and protected that veteran's right.
That was in Oregon, too. No, Washington, yeah.
And so that's just important. It goes to tell you all the things we're worried about. If we can truly get good constitutional sheriffs in as many counties in the United States as we can stop a lot of these government overreaches.
Sure. We always hear about a police state. It's aimed at everybody just to collect revenue and all the rest of it. I'm against that. But that's not the average cop. I'm surprised the police response and their restraint not going after people on radio saying it's time to go out and kill cops. I mean, if somebody said something about my family or my crew, go out and kill them, I would have trouble controlling myself.
Well, but that's why we are professional law enforcement officers. If we go out and we begin to break the law, we are no better than those that we are out there trying to deal with. So, you know, we have to maintain restraint. What we need to do now is look at and readjust our tactics and procedures and how we do our business. But, you know, if you decide that you want to engage yourself in a conflict with law enforcement in this country, and I can tell you, when elected sheriff of Harris County, if you decide that that's what you want to do in Harris County, and I truly hope you don't, we're going to make it an absolute point that you lose.
Well, I mean, Louis Farrakhan, we're talking about on the show, and I don't want to get in a fight with him, but some of these other groups, they talk about having a war and, like, winning. Nobody's going to win this. It's going to be horrible.
Yes. Yes, we don't need that, but there are some people that are, they have a foregone conclusion that they are trying to push this thing to some sort of armed conflict. And that's a dangerous thing for everybody involved.
Well, that's because they're politically not going to win. They want to turn over the chessboard. Let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, what state are you calling in from?
Virginia.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. We got about a minute and a half in this segment.
All right. I wanted to start by seeing if Deputy Pittman gives his take on urban warfare drills. It seems like up here in Richmond that they happen almost every week, and these drills are just they're normal people that'll be the enemy, whether it's the pro-lifers, 9/11 truthers, people protesting the
sure,
enemy.
So you're saying you're a Marine reservist. I see that on screen. We have it in the news that they are training to take on veterans and gun owners. They have the Marines training for that. I have video of it. Thank you for the call. It's a great question. What do you make of this open buildup? You alluded to it earlier, for war with veterans.
Well, you know, I like to believe, and I can speak only for myself, that oath I took many years ago to protect and defend the Constitution means just that, did not die when I left the Marine Corps, and it is very similar to the oath that I took when I came into law enforcement. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you that there might not be some officers out there that would behave badly. I'm not going to tell you there might not be some members of the military, but I have a lot of faith in the folks that
absolutely
the flag, that they'll do the right thing.
I think it's going to backlash if they order gun confiscation, and I think it's going to be big, because there was refusals in Katrina to do it. We've never heard about it. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Visit GCNLive.com today. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.